Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Remember, the Bible says the tabernacle was a scale model of heaven. Approaching the courtyard from the north, west, or south, you would see nothing but white linen. On the north and south, it was, quote, 100 cubits long, with its 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of bronze, and the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. Exodus 27, verses 9 to 11. On the west, it was 50 cubits wide, quote, with their 10 pillars and their 10 sockets, verse 12. On the east, or sunrise side, it was different. In the middle of that linen wall was an entrance, quote, for the gate of the court there shall be a screen 20 cubits long, woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. It shall have 4 pillars and 4 sockets, verse 16. Thus, quote, the hangings on each side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets, verse 14. The height, we are told in verse 18, was 5 cubits, or about 7.5 feet. What a picture of the fact that, quote, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. No one measures up. We can't even come up to our own standards, let alone God's. Note, the pillar's sockets aren't redemption silver, but judgment bronze. The hooks that hold it all up, however, are silver. Both God's righteous judgment and his gracious redemption are directly connected to Christ. Quote, for he made him, that's Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Yes, God offers salvation to those whose way seems barred by his judgment against sin. But his salvation in Christ doesn't ignore our sins. He won't sneak us in the back. There is a way in, and only one. How beautiful it is! Jesus said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. John 10 and 9. Come on in.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.